You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And Mary Kay Cabot joins us right now on the hotline. She covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Hi, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are
We're
you?
We're doing well. I want your thoughts yesterday. You sat there and you listened to Todd Haley, and I kind of think Todd is the offensive equivalent of Greg Williams. And by that, I mean a guy with a real track record, a guy who's known for being a pretty strong-willed coach, and a guy who is going to do it his way. And my hope is, my fingers are crossed, that Hugh Jackson does with Todd Haley what he's done with Greg Williams. Hey, Greg, you handle that. Todd, you handle that. Because otherwise, I don't know that it's going to work, Mary Kay. What do you think?
You know what? For the most part, you know, you're right about that. That's how it will be. And even way back when at the Senior Bowl, when we asked him about that, he basically said that that Todd Haley would be leading the charge of this offense. He's letting him, you know, obviously bring his own playbook in. It will be his terminology. So for the most part, he's got to hand the reins over to him. But he will still be very involved, Hugh Jackson will be. It's just an opportunity for him to be more of the overseer, you know, like you said, the CEO of the football team, and to, you know, to get the bigger picture. But for all intents and purposes now, this will be Todd's offense.
All right, let me put this in another perspective, Mary Kay. Do you ever go to a wedding and go, yeah, I know they're getting married today, but I don't think this thing's going to work out? Do you ever go to a wedding like that?
Andy.
I'm just being honest.
That's,
I mean,
cold,
we've
man.
All been to weddings
Come
like that
on.
Before, right? Is this going to be a happy marriage?
Well, you know what? That remains to be seen. But, you know, Hugh went after Todd Haley very, very hard. This was not something that he was told to do by John Dorsey. He wanted to have, a really good, accomplished offensive coordinator who had a great track record, who develops players, who can call plays, and who can get a team to win and an offense to perform at a high level. So he was very adamant about getting someone like this. He's thrilled to have him, and he wanted to be able to turn the offense over to someone that he could trust to call the play. So that's what this is all about. This is him having an opportunity to have someone in there that, you know, that knows as much about offense as he does, and that he feels really good about this decision.
All right, Mary Kay, you have now convinced me that I will go to Bed Bath & Beyond and buy what they got at the registry rather than send them a $25 gift card to a chicken wing place. All right, I feel better.
Well, you know what? I mean, whenever there are new people being put together, there is always going to be an adjustment period. I mean, you've got a whole new building full of new people in the front office and on the coaching staff. And it always takes a while for those things to settle in and to see how everyone's going to work together and to see, you know, who has a voice or authority or power or, is John Dorsey going to find players for Hugh Jackson, or is he going to find players that are best for the Cleveland Browns? You know, there's all these kinds of things that have to be worked out. But for the most part, you know, I do think that, that he picked a really, really good person to run this offense.
Mary Kay, I thought Haley's line yesterday, you know, we're going to do what gives us the best chance to win, and we're going to play to our players' strengths. That's basic. It's what you're supposed to do. But I don't think Hugh Jackson did that the last 2 years. And I went over some numbers earlier that, you know, how often they threw and how ineffectively they threw, and then how they ran the ball very effectively, but yet were close to last in the NFL in carries over the last 2 years. I hope that fits with what Todd Haley, because I don't think Hugh did what Haley said he's going to do. And I go back to my first point. I hope Hugh is good enough, a smart enough guy, and I think he is, to say, all right, I'm going to step back and be the head coach and let these two guys do their jobs, and I'm going to become a better game head coach, which he was so busy doing the offense, I don't know that he had the opportunity to do that. My fingers are crossed that it works, because I think he's got the right coordinators in place.
Well, you know what, Jeff? I think that there were a lot of things that Hugh Jackson would have liked to have done over the last 2 years that he wasn't able to do because of some of the personnel that he had. And, you know, when you can't pass the ball effectively enough, teams are going to make a rookie quarterback with a challenged wide receiving core throw the ball and beat them that way. And how do they do that? They stack the box, and that's what they did. They made it very difficult to run. And when it is difficult to run, you have to have someone that is going to, you know, make something happen, make something pop, and make those plays with the explosiveness that you need. And I just think at times he didn't feel like he could do that, so he went away from it. A few times of Isaiah Crowell getting knocked into the backfield, and he was done. So, you know, I don't think he had a whole lot of patience for that. I think that they were in position to have to catch up many, many times. I don't think he forgot how to call plays. I don't think he forgot the importance of the running game, because he's always had a good running game in the past. So, you know, I don't think any of those things have changed. And I do think you'll see a bigger commitment to the running game next year, because I think that from a personnel standpoint, they'll probably have a different running back, mm-hmm. and someone that I think that, you know, maybe they'll give the ball to even more, or maybe they'll change it up with, you know, let Duke run the ball more. So I do think that under Todd, you will see more of that.
Mary Kay, it's interesting you brought up the running game. I saw stories on NFL.com the last 2 days about free agent rankings and then guys who could be cut and all kinds of things. And I found Monday Morning Quarterback had a ranking of free agent running backs, and they had Isaiah Crowell as the third-ranked free agent running back this offseason. And I thought Crow did a nice job here, and whether or not they bring him back or not, I would assume they're not going to. But he's only 25. And I thought if you wanted to, and especially if you had a guy like Haley who wants to commit more to the run, he certainly did with Le'Veon Bell in Pittsburgh, do you think that could work? Or do you think that ship has sailed? I'm assuming that ship has sailed and they're going to replace Crow with somebody else.
You know, I kind of think that ship has sailed. If they were going to bring him back, I think it would have happened by now. Once it gets to this point, once you get to free agency, generally you're gone. I think the writing is on the wall there, and I think that they will find a couple of other running backs somewhere else, either in free agency or the draft.
Did you get a chance to read Joe Thomas's tweets this morning?
Oh, they're
Kirk
good.
Cousins?
Yeah.
Yes, I have seen some of Joe Thomas's tweets, and it just kind of follows along with what he's been saying all along. You know, even at the Super Bowl, he was, you know, joking around about that when he was there doing his podcast with Andrew Hawkins. And, you know, he is – and I was right there with him when Kirk Cousins was walking past us. So it was kind of funny to, you know, to see all that. You know, he really, really loves Kirk Cousins. The funny thing about it is
– wait, did Kirk stop and talk with him?
You know, no, he did not.
Oh.
He's one of the only people that did not sit down for the Tomahawk podcast. But, and I think it's, you know, it might be, well, you know what? Actually, Kirk Cousins had a lot of things lined up that he had to do. I think some paid things, and he wasn't really stopping for anybody that wasn't on that lineup.
Yeah, I don't blame him, then. I respect that.
Yeah, so anyways, yeah, I think it's very, very funny. But the thing about Joe is that he tells us time and time and time again, you know what, you guys always ask me about the quarterbacks. I can't evaluate quarterbacks. I'm not a quarterback evaluator. But here he is telling the whole world that the Browns have to sign Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, he's a quarterback recruiter. We know that.
Yeah, there he is.
Mary Kay, I've been the self-appointed president of the Kaiser fan club, and we've had some fun with that. I do think the guy can have a career in the NFL.
Jeff has had fun with that. Let me
truly ask you this. And you can find examples of guys who have developed it, you know, and everything else. Kaiser, Alex Smith, Matthew Stafford all had lousy seasons when they were 21-year-old quarterbacks. Smith's was a lot worse than Kaiser's and Stafford's, and Kaiser and Stafford's 21-year-old seasons were actually quite comparable in their numbers. What happens with him here? And what happens with him maybe moving on in his NFL career?
Well, he has to fight here. He's going to have to fight, and he's going to have to develop, because right now Hugh Jackson doesn't have any stomach for a quarterback that has not won a football game. He's not going to put someone out there who has never won a game as a starter. So a veteran will come in and start this season. I'm convinced of that, unless you get a rookie in here that just shows that he is far and away better and ready to go. I do believe that on opening day it will be a veteran. And then Deshaun is going to have to, you know, fight through the whole, you know, first pick thing too. I mean, he was a second rounder and he's going to come in here. Now he will have experience, a lot of experience under his belt, but he's also going to have to be battling that number one overall pick thing. So he's just going to have to keep fighting. And, you know, this team has, you know, gotten to its third quarterback a number of times over the years. So he probably will get an opportunity to show what he can do. You know, I do think that Deshaun Kizer can play and win in this league. I think he can develop. I mean, look, Nick Foles, Case Keenum, there's a lot of guys that it takes a while for them to get their opportunity, to get the right opportunity. You know, I think Deshaun, I do think that he can play in this league, and I think he's going to be around for a long time.
You can be secretary of the Kizer Fan Club. Thank you. We have a vice president and a treasurer. But, Mary Kay, I just think it's foolhardy that folks want to throw a 21-year-old kid with some obvious physical tools just down the drain. That's just foolhardy.
Yeah, well, he makes some throws that a lot of people can't make. He really does have really good arm talent. Now, I did ask Todd Haley yesterday, in your experience, have you seen guys significantly improve their accuracy over the years? And his answer, I thought, was very revealing. He said, you know what? You don't want to give up on a guy too early and regret it. These guys need time. Most of them come into the NFL. They do things in a pro-style offense that they've never, ever done before. And when you watch film of Deshaun Kizer from last year, I mean, there was a lot on his plate. I mean, you have to, you know, call the protections, fly the protections. I mean, you really have to know a lot about what's going on in just that split second. And that is a lot in your first year. The game slows down. And when the game slows down, the accuracy should get better.
Mary Kay, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.